The Door College Defenders get set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this evening, and the Door College Defenders coming off a win over the Midland Warriors on Saturday. Coach, a couple of days to practice and prepare for this Mount Marty game. What do you take away from the Midland game on Saturday moving forward and preparing for this Mount Marty contest?
Well, I think the best thing with regards to the Midland contest, Mike, on Saturday was the fact that in the final 10 minutes of the game, we were really good defensively, especially in the half court. I thought we did a great job of contesting shots and did a good job of handling ball screens, and ultimately that's what kind of fueled us to a win. Hopefully that carries over here on our game against Mount Marty, where we do a very good job of keeping the ball out of the middle of the lane. I think that's going to be very important for us. Mount Marty has some kids who can really put it on the floor and attack one-on-one, and that's going in, that's a big concern for us.
Mount Marty on defense, what will they try to do?
I think they're going to mix things up a little bit. They pride themselves on being a pretty good defensive team as far as man-to-man goes, but I also think we could see some full-court pressure from them as well.
Tell me about this Mount Marty team offensively. You talk about them trying to put the ball on the floor. Are they a team that has some shooters, or will it basically be try to drive, get an advantage, and then find an open player?
You know, they got a couple of kids who can shoot it, but by and large, they're a team that really does attack off the dribble. They don't like to get up and down so much. I think they try to keep the score in the 60s. On the other hand, we'd like to get the game a little more up-tempo. I think that's going to be kind of the battle that goes on, the game within the game between the two teams here tonight.
You're going to be a little shorthanded. One of your top reserves out with an ankle injury suffered during practice. Tyler Walterstorff, that will change up the rotation a little bit, or how do you overcome that player not being there?
Yeah, it's too bad. Ty got dinged up in practice last night. Stepped on a foot and rolled it. We'll see how long he's out. Pretty sore here this morning, so it could be a lengthy injury. But as far as the rotation goes, possibly extended a little bit. Reese Beaver and Aaron Van Vucht have been guys who have kind of been on that fringe a little bit as far as getting in the rotation. We have a lot of confidence in them. I would expect one or perhaps both of them to help us out a little bit during this stretch where Tyler is gone.
Mount Marty, do they have much size? I don't remember a lot from when you played them back in November. Do they have much size to counteract your post players?
Well, as far as size in the post, I think we're bigger. They do have size at some of the perimeter positions, and what they do is they post some of those perimeter guys. There's no question that they're going to post up Cliff and Nathan and try to use mismatches there, and they're going to try to attack Sean and Austin and Trevor and some of those other guys off the dribble trying to get to the basket.
The Lancer men are 2-9 on the GPAC, 6-13 overall. Their wins in the league have come over Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan. The Lancers have scored 80 or more points twice this year and have allowed 70 or more points on 8 occasions. The Lancers' last win was a 73-63 decision over Johnson and Wales December 28th, and they've lost 5 games in a row since that point. Mount Marty gave Doan everything they wanted in Crete January 12 in a 62-59 loss. Jim Thorson's team is averaging 64.5 points per game and allows 68.5 points per outing. They get out-rebounded 35-31.6. Lancers have turned the ball over 278 times in 19 games while forcing 269 turnovers. The Lancer men are led by Saladin Smith with 10.7 points per game. He also grabs 3.5 rebounds, and he averages just over an assist per contest and just below a steal per game. Joe Heeb is scoring 9.2 points per game and leads the team in three-pointers made with 26. Austin Harms scores 9.2 points per game. Jose Pena Benjamin is tossing in 8.8 points per contest. He converts 50% of his shots from the floor. The Defender men are 16-4 this season, 8-3 in the GPAC. They've won 5 conference games in a row. Door College is 11-0 in games where they have allowed less than 70 points. The Defenders score 79.6 points per game and allow 67.7 points per outing. They out-rebound teams 39.5-30.7. Dort College converts 49.9% of the field goals it tries. Opponents make 41.7%. The Defenders also convert 40.4% of the three-point shots they have taken, while foes make 33.8%. Dort gets to the free throw line 24 times per game. They've made 322 of 480 for the season. Opponents are converting 220 of 320. Cliff Warner scores 15 points per game and is making 47.1% of his three-point tries. He has a team-high 75 assists and 22 steals. The 22 steals is not a team high. Trevor Walterstorff is averaging 14.2 points per game with 6.7 rebounds and is converting 57.8% of his field goals. Jordan Vogel knocks down 12.4 points per game and is good for 61.9% success from the floor. He's taking in 5.1 rebounds per game. Austin Kachi adds 9.8 points with 3.5 rebounds. Chris Severs is averaging 9.3 points per game with 3.6 rebounds. The Lancer men battled down in Crete but lost a 62-59 decision on Saturday. They led 29-28 at halftime. Austin Harms had 16 points and 8 rebounds. Saladin Smith had 12 points. Chevy Fisher came off of the bench for 9. Nord College came from 9 down early in the second half to take a 78-69 win over the Midland Warriors. Defenders won the rebounding battle 43-31 and limited the Warriors to 45.9% shooting for the game. Nord College was led by Jordan Vogel with 15 points. Trevor Walterstorff added 14 points and 11 rebounds. Chris Severs came off of the bench to score 13. He also had 6 rebounds. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the Nord College defenders, they will start number 11, Cliff Warner, a 6-foot senior from Altoona, Iowa. He's averaging 15 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 junior from Orange City, averaging 9.8 points per outing. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Center, Iowa, averaging 14.2 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 6.7 points per outing. Jordan Vogel is a 6'8 senior from Rock Valley, averaging 12.4 points per game. For the Mount Marty men, they will counter with number 10, Saladin Smith. Smith is a 6'1 sophomore from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 10.7 points per game. Number 14 is Scott Oedekerk. Oedekerk is a 6'4 senior from Layton, Utah. He is averaging 5.3 points per outing. Joe Heave is a 6'3 senior from Chamberlain, South Dakota. He's averaging 9.2 points per contest. Number 24 is Austin Harms, a 6'6 senior from Lenox, South Dakota. He averages 9.2 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for Mount Marty, it'll be Jose Pena Benjamin, a 6'4 junior from Rahway, New Jersey, averaging 8.8 points per game for Mount Marty, and coach Jim Thorson. Let's take a break and be back with the opening tap of tonight's men's college basketball game from Blatty Semple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. And you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Defender men trail this series 46-44. They won the November 20 matchup in Sioux Center 86-72. Cliff Warner had 21 points. Trevor Walterstorff added 20. Jordan Vogel and Chris Severs both had 12 in the win, while Jeff Larson topped Mount Marty with 14. Nord College led that contest 43-30 at halftime. Mount Marty got no closer than 8 in the second half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Mount Marty Lancers in their home yellow jerseys with navy lettering trimmed out in white. The defenders in their road blacks with white numbers trimmed out in gold. Nord College jumping it up. Jordan Vogel controls the tap, gets it away to Kyle Lindberg, and Lindberg hands it off to Cliff Warner, and Warner will bring it up. He goes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi out front. Left side it goes Trevor. Trevor with it on the wing. Comes right side back over to Kachi. Kachi feeds it out front. Lindberg. Lindberg left side Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball against Pena Benjamin. 15 to shoot for the defenders. They come back over to Lindberg. Lindberg, Kachi. Kachi feeds it off right side underneath to Vogel. Vogel with the dunk. Jordan Vogel starts the game off with a slam dunk for the Dort College defenders. Dort College patient on the offensive end. Here's Mount Marty with the basketball. Pena Benjamin feeds it out front to Austin Harms. Harms gives it up to Smith. Smith with the basketball guarded there by Warner. They come back outside to Harms. Harms with the basketball. Oedekerk. Oedekerk driving in. Drops it off for Harms. Harms, left side, back to Smith. Smith with the basketball, 10 to shoot for the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Smith will drive baseline, puts up the fadeaway from 12. It's good. We're tied up 2-2. 18:55 left to go in the first half. Right side pass, Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Out front, Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. They reverse it back over to Kachi on the right side. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Trevor with the basketball. Out front, Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi picks up his dribble. Might have drug his pivot foot. Gets it away. Lindbergh, right baseline. Underneath it goes Vogel, and Vogel is fouled on the arm by Scott Oedekerk. Oedekerk picks up his first personal foul with 18:30 left to play in this first half. Our officials tonight, Jim Johnston, Jim Ricketts Jr., and Jeremy Grady. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Warner. Warner gets it in. Kachi. Kachi squares up. His three is in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Smith with the basketball. Long pass into the front court and throws it off of the backside of his own player, Austin Harms. Harms was in the passing lane. And the ball glances off of him. Out of bounds. Right off the wall at Dort College. We'll bring it back the other way. Bringing the ball up is Cliff Warner. Warner across the timeline. He feeds it left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Pick and roll out front for Trevor. Trevor drives in, has it stripped away by Pena Benjamin. It'll be Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 18-12 left to play in the first half. Tied up 2-2. Cliff Warner to throw it in. 25 on the shot clock. Cliff gets it in to Trevor. Trevor, layup good. Trevor Walterstorff gives Dort College the 4-2 lead. Dort College parted. And Trevor Walterstorff came where everyone vacated from, gets the short shot. Mount Marty basketball under 18 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College by two. They feed it down low, Pena Benjamin. He reverses outside. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. Vogel with the outlet pass over to Warner. Dort College trying to transition. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi looking. Feeds it out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the corner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, nothing there on the left wing. Comes back over to Austin. Austin, three ball, no good. Rebound long, though, taken down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh up in the air, lost it, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Austin Kachi with a couple of open looks, unable to knock him down. Dort College will inbound now, deep right corner, out near the three-point ring, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner to throw it in. Pass comes into Kachi. Kachi will try another three. That one's no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Mount Marty and Saladin Smith. Gets it ahead, Pena Benjamin. He short arms the layup. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Dort College, Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic. Back outside, Kachi. Kachi, nothing there. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, ball fake. Double team. Gives it off Walt. Walt, finger roll good. Trevor Walterstorff with 4 points early. Dort College leads 6-2. 17 minutes left to go in this first half. Mount Marty basketball, Saladin Smith with it. Smith with it in between the circles out front. He goes right side, Joe Hebe. Hebe is the three-point shooter of this group. He passes right side to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Cut off by Warner. Ball's free. Picked up by Mount Marty. Smith had a pull-up jumper moments ago. Now he's going to try to go off the dribble. He passes left side, Joe Hebe. Hebe on the wing. Hebe looking down low. Into traffic. Puts up the 10-footer over the top of Vogel. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Oedekerk. Oedekerk only played 5 minutes in the game against Doan on Saturday. Came down hard after a play in the lane and was limited to just 5 minutes after that point. He is in the starting lineup, though, for Mount Marty. He's playing with a shoulder brace on his right, a shoulder sleeve on his right shoulder. Smith will drive right side, spins, trying to take Cliff Warner off the dribble. His layup is good. Saladin Smith with 4 points. Dort College leads 6-4. Cliff into the front court. Right side pass, Austin Kachi. Kachi out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt, right wing. Out front, Kachi. Left side, Warner. Warner goes down low to Vogel. He faces up 12 feet out on the baseline. He's working on Oedekerk. Reverses over to Kachi. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh lets fly with a three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College, it'll be Mount Marty basketball on the two-strong three-pointer by Kyle Lindbergh. Austin Kachi and Jordan Vogel are out. Sean Kaiser and Chris Sievers are in. Mount Marty has the basketball. Trailing by a deuce are the Lancers. Bringing the ball up is Saladin Smith. Smith with the basketball straight up the floor. They go 1-4 with the four across the free throw line extended. They give it to Chevy Fisher. Fisher with the basketball to Hebe. Hebe out front. Pena Benjamin on the right wing. Pena Benjamin looking for the pass. Goes instead to Harms on the perimeter. Harms to Hebe. Hebe with the basketball, 10 to shoot. He's going to take off the dribble for the tie. No. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. He's going to press it into the front court. Sean in transition. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Layup good. Kyle Lindbergh off the bounce. Stuart College leads 8-4, 15-11 left to play in the first half. For Mount Marty, they've got the basketball back. Smith passes right side to Hebe. Hebe to Harms. Harms in between the circles, guarded there by Severs. Comes back over to Pena Benjamin. Benjamin with the basketball. That's Pena Benjamin, hyphenated last name, and he knocks down the 15-footer. Jose Pena Benjamin with the two-point basket. 8-6 our score. Right side pass goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner has been quiet so far. He drives in. Dumps it off for Severs. Severs shot. Gets it to go, and the foul's called on Chevy Fisher. Fisher commits the foul with 14:38 left to go in the first half. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Harms is out. Checking in for Mount Marty is Jeff Larson. Also checking in, Chris Richardson. Chris Severs to the free throw line for the three-point play chance. Free throw is up by Chris Severs, and it's good. Chris Severs completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leads 11-6, their biggest lead of the ballgame. 14:38 left to play in the first half. Nathan Rindles into the ballgame for the first time this evening. Kyle Lindbergh checks out. Dort College without Tyler Walterstorff this evening. He twisted an ankle last night in practice. Pass goes underneath Smith. Smith tries to save it in. He does. With the basketball underneath, they kick it back over to Richardson. Richardson's pass through traffic, and the ball is taken away by Rindles. Rindles is upended by Larson, and Dort College will have the basketball. Jeff Larson commits the foul with 14:21 left to play in the first half. Dort College with the basketball. Trevor Walterstorff with it. He gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. He'll bring it up. He's guarded there by Saladin Smith. Goes high post, Kaiser. Kaiser with it, left side, Rindles. Rindles looking down low, Severs. Severs in traffic, his shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with a half a dozen. Dort College leads 13-6. 13-6 our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Smith. Smith goes right side, Richardson. Richardson with the basketball, Dort College by seven. Mount Marty with the ball. They pass it left side over to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin guarded by Walterstorff. Down to the baseline is Pena Benjamin. His pass, cross court, taken away by Warner. Warner gets it away to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, trying to transition. Comes back over to Trevor Walt. Outside Warner. Warner, three-pointer, got it. Cliff Warner with a three-point basket. Dort College takes a 10-point lead, 16-6. Dort College, the extra pass. Mount Marty unable to rotate to pick him up. And the defenders own a 16-6 lead. Timeout, Mount Marty. Try that again. Timeout, Mount Marty. Back with more after this. Mount Marty with the basketball. Dort College 15-6 lead. Bringing the ball up is Smith. Smith goes right side to Richardson. Richardson with the basketball. Richardson feeds it out front to Jeff Larson. They drop it down low, and a foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles trying to get around the front as they posted Richardson up. And Rindles giving away an inch or two, and Rindles commits the foul. Not a bad foul to give with 13:20 left to go in the first half. First foul called on the defenders here in this half. Mount Marty with three fouls. They get it in to Jeff Larson. Larson outside to Richardson. Richardson step back three by the left-hander. No good. One and done. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Here comes Dort College transitioning. Sean with the basketball. He feeds it left side over to Cliff. Cliff underneath Severs. Severs spins baseline, puts it up, drew the contact, shot is good. They don't give him the and one, but he's got 5 points. Chris Severs starting strong. Gives Dort College an 18-6 lead. 12:50 left to play in the first half. Out front is Tyler Payer. Payer gives it up, Richardson, and Richardson is fouled on the play. Chris Richardson, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Sean Kaiser, I believe. Kaiser picks up the personal with 12:49 left to go in the first half. Left-hander at the free throw line. This is Richardson. He is 6 for 13. Another free throw on the way as he makes the first one. Severs checks out. Vogel checks in. Chris Richardson, a 5'8 junior from Convent, Louisiana, makes both free throws. Dort College leads 18-8. 12:47 left. They give to Vogel. Vogel out front. Warner. Warner's three off the dribble. Missed it. No good. Rebound, though, taken down by Kaiser. Dort College can recycle it. They give it off to Vogel. Vogel, Rindles. Rindles, too strong, no good. Rebound fought for and taken down by Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way, trying to cut it under 10. Tyler Payer out front. Three, left it short, no good. Long rebound, though, and Rindles unable to track it down. Dove for it, and Smith comes away with it. They come back over to Richardson. Richardson with the basketball, Tyler Payer. Payer into the corner, Chevy Fisher. Fisher, round the horn over to Larson. Larson, they give it up. Fisher into the corner, his right-hander from deep right side, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles in transition. Nathan's going to try. Hesitates, puts it up, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, though, taken down by Mount Marty. Dort College has succeeded in getting the pace up a little bit, but Mount Marty has been able to stave off a couple of transition opportunities by the defenders. Saladin Smith with the basketball. He goes right side back over to Tyler Payer. Underneath the layup for Saladin Smith, he's got six of his team's 10 points. As he gets the open layup, Dort College leads 18-10. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right side, steps into the three, no. Instead over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi, Kachi, Rainbow, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty, and the Lancers will bring it up. Austin Kachi not hitting early on. He's 0-for-4 from the three-point line. Saladin Smith is fouled on the play. And Nathan Rindles is going to pick up the personal foul. For Nathan, that is his second. Rindles is out, Kaiser is out, Lindbergh and Beaver check in. Mount Marty has the basketball. Foul number three on the defenders in this half. Foul number two on Rindles. The other player with a foul is Sean Kaiser, Fort Ord College. Both teams have three fouls. Pass goes into Austin Harms. Harms on the perimeter. Comes back out front to Tyler Payer. Round the horn they go, left side to Oedekerk. Oedekerk gives it up, Harms. Harms, right side, Payer. Payer, nothing there, Heeb. Heeb picks up his dribble. They feed it underneath Oedekerk. Oedekerk with the basketball back to Heeb. Heeb beyond the three-point line will take it in against Warner. Warner refusing to give ground. They come back out to Richardson. Richardson hits the three. Richardson with five, and the Dort College lead that was 12 is down to 6, 18-12. With the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor, back over to Reese. Beaver with it at the free throw line. In traffic, his layup is good. Reese Beaver takes it hard to the hoop. Dort College leads 20-12. There was contact. There was no call made. It could have been a charge on Beaver. Could have been a block on the Mount Marty player. Dort College back in front by 8 at 20-12. Left side, Oedekerk. Oedekerk with it down to the baseline, and it's thrown away by Oedekerk. Well, Mount Marty has a couple of high-energy players, Jose Benjamin and Oedekerk, and you take the good with the bad sometimes with those high-energy players where they'll make some great athletic plays, and then at other times they will throw the ball away. Oedekerk that time thought he had a post-entry pass, and nobody was open. With the basketball, Lindbergh back over to Walt. Walt scoops it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Trevor will go to the free-throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Walterstorff has shot 102 free throws this season. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair here. He's making 68% of his free throw tries. He's 69 for 102. Be nice to get him above 70%. Free throw by Trevor is up. In and out, no good. Walterstorff with 1,753 career points entering tonight's contest. That's 40 shy of cool hand Luke Reuters, 1,793 for second place all time. Walterstorff makes one of two free throws. He's got seven, and the defenders lead by nine, 21-12. We approach the midpoint of the first half. Dort College by nine. Larson with the basketball on the right side. Beg your pardon, that's Harms. Harms to Richardson. Richardson back to Harms. Harms this time left side to Payer. Payer will put up the 17-footer from straight on. Rebound tapped out long. Beaver had his hands on it, couldn't control it. Heeb open three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Dort College by nine, and Lindbergh is fouled on the play by Joe Heeb. Heeb stabs at one at midcourt. He'd like to have that one back. Dort College leading 21-13, 9:37 left to go in the first half. Lindbergh inbounds the basketball to Cliff Warner. Warner with it on the right side. Cliff picks up his dribble, comes back over to Beaver. Beaver to Severs. Severs, Warner, Warner, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty and Austin Harms. Harms with the basketball to Joe Heeb. Heeb out front. They go right side Harms. Harms will put it on the floor, and we've got a foul before the shot called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Chris Severs. Severs picks up the personal at the 9:17 mark of the first half. Dort College leading 21-12. Mount Marty to throw it in. The foul came before the shot. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. They feed it down low. Oderkirk. Oderkirk back outside. Two Harms. Around the horn they come back over to Richardson. Mismatch. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Fight for the rebound. Severs had it momentarily. Now it's a foot race and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball, and on the road in Yankton, South Dakota tonight, Dort College catches a break. That ball went off of a Dort College player from my vantage point up in the crow's nest. Now, granted, I'm a little ways away from the floor, but my angle clearly looked like a Dort College player touched it. And Jim Thorson, the head coach for Mount Marty, agrees with me. The officials, though, give the ball to the defenders. With the basketball, Warner. Dort College by 9. Lindbergh works it over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking for the reversal. They feed it underneath Walt. Walt shot off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Chris Richardson will bring the ball up for the Lancers. Pass goes left side. Tyler Payer. Payer to Hebe. Hebe gives it up. Austin Harms. Harms looking for the posting up. Joe Hebe. They're trying to post up Cliff Warner defensively. Mount Marty has the basketball down 9. Lancers. They feed it underneath. Richardson. Richardson layup. He got loose. He's got 7 points. Dort College leads 21-14. Back the other way, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the Lancers and either Oderkirk or Payer. That's going to go on Oderkirk with 8:14 remaining. He has just picked up foul number 2, according to my count. Now, if you didn't catch the women's contest, I explained this earlier. My vantage point, the scoreboard's obstructed, so it's difficult at times to see some of those details like how many fouls people have. Warner with the basketball gives it up. He's in danger of a 5 seconds call, and he threw it away. It's taken away by Austin Harms. Now stolen back by Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball drops it off for Severs. Severs underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the putback after the missed shot, and Kyle Lindbergh with the 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders will call the timeout. Dort College leads at 23-14. Coach Ross Dommel wants a timeout to talk things over. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads Mount Marty by 8, beg your pardon, 23-15. I had 23-14 on my score sheet, but it should be 15, so an 8-point advantage for the defenders. Mount Marty with the basketball. Crossover dribble out front by Austin Harms. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College trying to transition again. Dort College is led by as many as 12. Right side pass, Walt. Walt spins up the 3. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty and Tyler Payer. Payer with the basketball. He gives it up to Saladin Smith. Dort College settling for a jump shot that time. Mount Marty with the basketball. They give it over to Payer. Payer posting up is Harms. Harms fade away. In and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Kaiser. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. 7:15 and counting. Kaiser feeds the trailer. Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in and is poked away from behind. Pass into the front court. And the layup is good. Tyler Payer is fouled on the play by Sean Kaiser. And Mount Marty now with a chance to cut the lead back to 5. Sean Kaiser did not commit a strong enough foul to prevent the lay-in. And Tyler Payer will now shoot a free throw. He's a 46% free throw shooter. Jordan Vogel checks in. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the heel. Spins around and is tapped out by Kaiser, controlled by Vogel. Austin Kachi will bring it up. Dort College by 6. Kaiser gets the pass, left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf deep in the corner, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner looking down low for Vogel, feeds Vogel. Vogel working against Fisher. Now Vogel wants to direct traffic, gives it back over to Warner. Warner lobs it for Vogel. Vogel lost it on the way up, had it jarred free on the collision. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty with the basketball. They go left side, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin gives it up out front to Larson. Larson shot, well, I beg your pardon, his pass off to Payers, good. On the layup, Dort College leads by 4, 23-19. Mount Marty has lulled Dort College to sleep here, and the defenders have not responded as Mount Marty comes whittling their way back in after trailing by as many as 12. Kaiser gives underneath Vogel. Vogel, layup, good. Dort College will have that advantage all night long if they insist on pounding it down low. Mount Marty with the basketball. They feed it off to Jeff Larson. Larson to Smith. Smith driving in, and a blocking foul called on Jordan Vogel late in arriving on the help defense. 6:02 left to go in the first half. Vogel has just picked up the personal foul, his first. That is team foul number 6 on the defenders. Saladin Smith, a 69% free throw shooter, will shoot a pair here. Free throw is up by Smith. No good. He's got another one coming. Mount Marty is 2 for 4 on free throws today. So a second free throw on the way for Saladin Smith. This one's up, and he missed that one too strong. No good as well. Rebound taken away by Warner. Well, that was Vogel. Outletted over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking down low. Vogel, double team, kicks into the corner. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel wanted to run a pick and roll. They passed it to Vogel instead. Here's Beaver. Beaver with the basketball. Over to Kachi. 18 to shoot. Dort College with time. They pass it into the corner. Kachi. Kachi, three. Got to get one to go. It won't. Rebound, though, taken down by Vogel on the tap-in by Walterstorff attempt. And now an alternating possession on the tie-up. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 5:35 left to go in the half. Dort College leading 25-19. So 5:35 left. Mount Marty trailed by 9 at the 10-minute mark. They trail by 5 here at the 5:35 mark. Chevy Fisher right side. Chevy Fisher gives it up. Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin right wing. They go to Saladin Smith. Saladin Smith against Warner. Fade away from 10 is good. He's got 8 first half points. College leads 25-21. Reese Beaver with the basketball. Beaver feeds it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball. Cliff with it in between the circles. He goes right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi to Beaver. Beaver left wing. Reese Beaver over to Cliff. Cliff to Kachi. Kachi right side. Looking for the pass down low. Austin picks up his dribble. Back over to Warner. Warner well out on the floor. Beaver right side. Kachi. Kachi lost it, and it slips out of his hands. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Well, Dort College started well. They got up 18-6, and it almost seemed too easy. Now Mount Marty has a chance to cut a 4-point lead down to 2 or 1. Saladin Smith with 8 first-half points. He goes right side, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin gives it up to Jeff Larson. Larson out front, just inside the 3-point line. He goes back over to Fisher. Fisher, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin, 17-footer from straight on, is good. He's got 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 25-23. Kyle Lindberg into the front court. 4:20 remaining in the first half. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Kachi goes over to Lindberg. Lindberg has Severs. He sealed his man. That's Fisher. Severs off of the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up with the right hand. Too strong. No good. Again, rebound tapped out. Saved in by Mount Marty. But there to pick it up is Beaver, and he can't make it. Rebound taken away by Severs. No good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty, and the Lancers dodge a bullet or 3. Jeff Larson with the basketball. Dort College had 3 point-blank shots. They didn't knock it down. Larson with the basketball. They get it back into the corner for Pena Benjamin. Right side, 17-footer. No good there for the rebound, and the putback, though, is Saladin Smith, and Mount Marty has tied it up. Smith has 10. We're tied at 25-all. 3:33 left to play in this first half. Reese Beaver down to the baseline. He lays it up with the right hand. Short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way. Pena Benjamin spins it up with the right hand, and Mount Marty has the lead. 6 points for Pena Benjamin. Dort College trails 27-25. Mount Marty on an 8-0 run. Out front, Beaver. Beaver gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg underneath Severs. Severs to Warner. 3, good. Cliff Warner with his second 3 today. Dort College leads 28-27. Warner with 6. 2:55 and counting, first half. Lancers have the basketball. Pena Benjamin working against Beaver. He's got the ball over his head, deep left corner. He passes over to Jeff Larson. Larson out front to Heave. Heave will drive in against Kachi. His layup is good over the top of Austin Kachi. Joe Heave averaging 9.2 points per game gives Mount Marty back the lead at 29-28. Lindberg with the basketball. He comes over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball on the right wing. Austin out front, Warner. Warner into the corner, Beaver. Beaver with a basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, ball fake, 15-footer is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers will bring it up. Saladin Smith will drive in and reach in. Foul called on the defenders near midcourt. Foul's going to go on North College and Austin Kachi. 2:12 left to go in the first half. Rindles and Walterstorff are in. Kachi and Beaver are out. Vogel checks in as well. Kyle Lindberg will check out. North College will play with Vogel and Severs on the floor at the same time. Saladin Smith to shoot a one and the bonus. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight, trying to extend the Mount Marty lead. 2:12 left to go in the first half. Smith's first free throw is off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. North College down a point, 2:08 remaining. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Cliff has it on the right wing. He goes over to Vogel. Vogel to Rindles. Rindles with it on the left side. Comes back over to Trevor Walterstorff. His pass is deflected and taken away by Smith. Smith with the lay-in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Saladin Smith. North College trails 29-28 with a basketball. So North College will bring it up with Cliff Warner. Warner passes right side over to Rindles. Rindles to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. They try to feed it underneath Vogel. It's poked away. Pena Benjamin driving in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Pena Benjamin with 8 points. North College trails by 3, 31-28. North College has not played well the last 6 or 7 minutes. Warner with a basketball on the left wing. He goes over to Vogel. Vogel, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles over to Walt. Walt has it stripped by Pena Benjamin. He got a lot of an arm on that play. Layup by Pena Benjamin is good. He's got 10 points. North College trails 33-28. North College was up at 1 point not that long ago, 23-17. We're still up by 6 at 25-19. Mount Marty beating North College right now, though. 1 minute left to go in the first half. Rindles with it on the right side. Feeds Vogel. Vogel tries to tap it over to Warner, and Vogel is bumped out of bounds by Austin Harms. It'll be North College basketball. Well, beg your pardon. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. No foul call. North College turns it over. This has not been good. Mount Marty has outscored North College 14-3, and Mount Marty has the basketball leading 33-28. 55 seconds and counting, first half. North College in his own defense. Aaron Van Vucht into the ballgame for the first time for the defenders. Gets it over to Larson, does Mount Marty. Passes to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin with a couple of steals and layups to get going. Pass right side, Smith. 20-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Three-pointer by Joe Heeb, and you know that one's going in. Joe Heeb with 5, and the defenders trail 36-28. Mount Marty up by 8. Trevor Walterstorff gets the ball inbounded to Aaron Van Vucht. Van Vucht over to Trevor Walterstorff. 20 seconds and counting. North College will likely hold for the final shot. North College is down 8. They led by as many as 12 early at 18-6. But pretty big turn of events. Mount Marty has outscored North College 20-10 since then. Cliff Warner, 3, no good. Rebound Walterstorff off of the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff with 9. And that ends the first half. North College trails Mount Marty 36-30 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College down 6. We'll be back to recap the first half of action from Laddie Semple Arena right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. North College 13 of 34 from the floor, 38.2%. 2 for 12 on 3, 16.7%. 2 for 3 on free throws, 66.7%. For Mount Marty, 16 of 29 from the floor, 55.2%. 2 for 6 on threes, 33.3%. 2 for 6 on free throws, 33.3%. North College, 20 rebounds, 8 offensive, 12 defensive. Mount Marty, 4 offensive and 13 defensive for a total of 17. Turnovers, North College, 8. Mount Marty, 6. Steals, North College, 3. Mount Marty, 6. Assists, North College, 5. Mount Marty, 4. Individually, Trevor Walterstorff with 9 points for the defenders, 6 for Cliff Warner, 4 each for Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel, 5 for Chris Severs, 2 for Reese Beaver. For Mount Marty, 10 each for Saladin Smith and Jose Pena Benjamin, 7 for Chris Richardson, 5 for Joe Heeb, 4 for Tyler Payer, for their total of 36. Saladin Smith leads Mount Marty with 4 rebounds, 2 each for Joe Heeb, Austin Harms, Jeff Larson, and Chevy Fisher. For Mount Marty, Jordan Vogel leads the way with 5 rebounds. Dort College has Jordan Vogel leading the way with 5 rebounds. 4 rebounds for Sean Kaiser, 3 for Kyle Lindberg, 2 for Trevor Waltersdorf, and 3 for Chris Sievers. 2 assists for Cliff Warner, and 2 steals. Mount Marty has 2 assists by Tyler Payer, and 3 steals by Austin Harms. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mount Marty leads Dort College 36-30 at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with more at halftime right after this. We have some scores from across the conference at halftime. We are missing one. That's Midland and Concordia. No report yet on that contest. Let's take a look at the scores that we have. Briarcliff leads Nebraska Wesleyan 36-29 at halftime. Northwestern trails Morningside at halftime, 45-37 in Sioux City. That's Morningside 45, Northwestern 37. And Hastings is leading Doan 43-36 in men's college basketball action. That's a game being played in Crete. Concordia and Midland, no report. Dakota Wesleyan up on Dakota State at halftime at the Corn Palace, 24-21. Here in Yankton, Dort College trails 36-30 to the Mount Marty Lancers. Dort College had it going early. Mount Marty, though, taking the momentum away and led by as many as 8 in the latter stages of the first half before Dort College got a bucket late by Trevor Waltersdorf to make it 36-30 at halftime. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area with a... You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I apologize for that little blip there. We've got to remind you who makes these games possible. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Reminder of what's coming up this week on KDCR this Saturday, Dort College at home with Nebraska Wesleyan. That is a 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men from the DeWitt Gymnasium. You can hear the games on KDCR 88.5 FM.
If you are...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing at halftime 36-30. They'll try to get things restarted here in the second half. They had it going early. They'll try to regain the momentum they had early on. We'll take care of all that in 1 minute. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College basketball as we start the second half. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner with it on the right side. Feeds it up front. Austin Kachi, his straight-on three-pointer off the mark. No good there for the offensive rebound, though. It's Trevor Waltersdorf and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Austin Kachi not feeling it tonight. He's 0 for 5 at the break from the three-point line, and he's 0 for 6 now, and they've looked good out of the hand, but Mount Marty has the basketball, leading by 6. Saladin Smith passes over to Jose Pena Benjamin. He gives it up Austin Harms, reverses right side Oudekerk. Oudekerk, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin, a lob pass down low, Oudekerk. Oudekerk facing up against Waltersdorf, back into the corner, Joe Heeb. Heeb with the basketball, ball fake, trying to take Lindberg off the dribble. Bounce pass through the lane, it's deflected, picked up by Vogel. Vogel is going to be called for traveling. There's not been a sharp last 10 minutes or so of time on the clock for the defenders. They trail by 6, 36-30, and Peyton Benjamin gets the ball back. Vogel was looking for the outlet pass, and... couldn't find anybody, released the ball, and then picked it back up because if he didn't, the Mount Marty player was going to get it, and the ball is tapped out, or he picked it up and got called for the travel. Dort College with a stop on the defensive end. Warner passes left side Vogel. Lindbergh, I should say. And Lindbergh trying to post up Pena Benjamin. And Odekirk's going to get called for the personal foul. 19:05 left to go in the first in the ball game now. Chevy Fisher will check in, and Odekirk has just picked up his third personal. So Odekirk is out. Fisher is in. Dort College trailing 36-30. Cliff Warner in by the basketball on the baseline. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. He gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball, back over to Warner. Warner turns with the right hand. He's beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Kachi. Austin Kachi over the basketball. Kachi over to Walthersdorf. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner step back three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for and taken down by Fisher. Here comes Pena Benjamin, and Pena Benjamin ends up colliding with Joe Heeb. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kyle Lindbergh to throw the ball in for the defenders. He gets it in to Cliff Warner, and Warner will trigger it. From the top of the key, he angles off to the right side. Dort College down six. Out front, Austin Kachi. Kachi over to Warner. Warner looking down low for Vogel. They give it up to Vogel. Vogel finger roll in the lane. Good. He's got six. Dort College trails 36-32. Into the front court is Smith for Mount Marty. It's a long game, but obviously when you got the momentum, you want to keep it. Comes over to Austin Harms. Harms, left side, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin, Saladin Smith. Goes right wing. They give it into the corner, Austin Harms. Harms to Heeb. Heeb guarded there by Lindbergh. Goes back right side. Return pass. They get it back into the corner to Fisher. Fisher's pass deflected. Taken away by Kachi. Kachi, one player to beat. He drives in with the right hand. Finger roll good. Austin Kachi with a steal in the lay-in. Dort College trails by two, 36-34. So the Dort College defenders showing some signs of life after ending the first half. Not strong. Shot no good by Saladin Smith. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Smith. Smith will retreat to the perimeter. Kachi will guard him now, and they'll pull it out and try to isolate him. He passes over to Pena Benjamin, guarded there by Warner. They'll post him up. Driving in, and a charging foul called on Pena Benjamin. Jordan Vogel slid over to take the charge. And Pena Benjamin has just picked up the personal. 17:30 left to play. And now they're going to say that Vogel was inside the circle, so they're going to call the block instead on the defenders. Jordan Vogel has just picked up his second personal, and Jose Pena Benjamin is going to go to the free throw line to shoot. Two shots. So free throws on the way for Pena Benjamin. And now Coach Ross Dalma has asked for an explanation from Jeremy Grady and Jim Ricketts, and it's going to take two officials to explain this one, evidently. Ross Dalma doesn't get an explanation he likes, and that doesn't surprise me, as it looked like his team had drawn a charge on Jose Pena Benjamin. He's to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is good. He's got 11, and the defenders trail 37-34, pending another free throw. 17:30 left to go in the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Pena Benjamin. This one's up, and it spins through. He's got a dozen, does Pena Benjamin. Mount Marty leads at 38-34. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. He brings it up against Austin Harms. Right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf left side, Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, deep left corner. He drives in, dumps it off for Vogel, and Vogel dunks it, but we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Chevy Fisher. Fisher picks up the personal with 17:15 left to go in the game. Cliff Warner to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Cliff to trigger it. It is awfully dark under those baskets. They get it off to Walthersdorf, and Walthersdorf is undercut on the play by Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin has just picked up the personal foul with 17:13 left to go in the game. Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So for Pena Benjamin, that's foul number one. Trevor Walthersdorf to the free throw line to shoot a pair, averaging 14.2 points per game. He had 9 points in the first half. He'll shoot two free throws here. Free throw by Trevor, up and good. Came into the ballgame a 68% free throw shooter. He's 2 for 3 today. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. And the senior from Sioux Center eyes it, flies it, and kicks it too hard off of the heel. Rebound, though, tipped around and controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty comes away with it, 38-35. Dort College down three. Lancer basketball. Saladin Smith with it out front. Smith with it on the right side. Saladin Smith out beyond the three-point line. He passes to Jose Pena Benjamin. He gives it up Austin Harms. Harms to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin over the basketball. He's going to drive. Nothing there. Goes over to Joe Heeb. Heeb to Chevy Fisher underneath. No, instead goes over to Saladin Smith. Saladin Smith off the dribble. Left side, Pena Benjamin. Set shot for three. Good. Jose Pena Benjamin with 15. North College trails 41-35 with the basketball. We're back where we were to start the second half. Trevor Waltersdorf, right side it goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the wing. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Ball fake down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Lindbergh. 15 to shoot. Lindbergh on the right elbow. Double team. Forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Harms. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancers have the basketball. Coming back the other way. Pena Benjamin fires it back out front for Joe Heeb. Heeb to Saladin Smith. Saladin Smith with the basketball. He's got it in between the circles. Left side, Pena Benjamin. Out front, Harms. Harms looking underneath. Harms gives it up to Joe Heeb. Heeb to Smith. Smith, two-pointer, long two-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College down three. Lob passed over the top. Vogel. Vogel is going to turn and try to shoot it, and they say the shot, the foul came before the shot. Foul called on Chevy Fisher. 15:42 left to play in this game. Well, I said Dort College caught a break early in this one when a ball went out of bounds, touched by the defenders, and they gave it to the defenders. They have not caught a break since. Dort College trailing by 6, 41-35. Throwing it in will be Cliff Warner, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, three, got it. Third three of the night for Warner. Dort College trails by 3, 41-38. Bringing the basketball up will be Smith for the Lancers. Looks for Joe Heeb. Instead comes out front, Pena Benjamin. Goes right side, Austin Harms. Harms back to Smith. Smith to Heeb. Heeb around the horn they go to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin gives it up to Larson at the top of the key. Mount Marty with the basketball. Posting up is Pena Benjamin. He kicks it into the corner. Nothing there. Nine to shoot for the Lancers. Hook shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Warner. Warner will bring it up against Saladin Smith. Cliff with the basketball. Gives it up left side, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs backing his way in. Kicks out Kaiser. Kaiser three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers come away with it. That's Jeff Larson. Long pass into the front court, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty and Austin Harms. Dort College has been as close as two here in the second half. They trail by three right now, 38-35, with 14:42 left to go in regulation. Dort College with Kaiser, Trevor Waltersdorf, Chris Severs, Cliff Warner, and Kyle Lindbergh on the floor right now. Mount Marty countering with Chris Richardson guarding Warner right now. Tyler Payer guarding Kaiser. Drop it off for Severs. Severs well out on the floor. Comes back over to Warner. Warner swishes the three. Bang, bang, bang. He's got a dozen. We're tied 41-all. 14:21 left to play in this game. Mount Marty over the basketball. Right side pass goes over to Austin Harms. Harms goes high post. Swing it back over to Payer. Payer at the top of the key. Payer to Richardson. Richardson guarded there by Lindbergh. Comes back left side, Payer. Payer, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin well out on the floor. Comes back to Richardson. Richardson, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin off the dribble. Drops it off inside. Shot is up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jeff Larson got the two-point basket to go. Now he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 13:51 left to go in regulation. Jeff Larson coming off a 13-point performance on Saturday against Doan. We'll go to the free throw line here to try and reestablish a three-point lead. He's a 75% free throw shooter, but he missed that one. 43-41, Dort College, down by two. Cliff Horner with the basketball. Cliff with it at the top of the key. He's hit two threes here in the second half. Is it three? No. Rebound tipped out long. Pena Benjamin and Walterstorff tangled up in the corner. And they're going to say last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Lancers have it. They'll bring it up the floor. Mount Marty with the basketball. In case you're just joining us, missed our pregame show. Tyler Walterstorff out this evening with an ankle injury. He is not in uniform. He's on the end of the bench. Payer shot in the lane. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 13:24 left to play in regulation. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. This one grinding away. Lancers to throw it in. This is Chris Richardson. Richardson to trigger. And he gets the ball inbounded. No, it's taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a head full of steam. Walterstorff is going to drive in, dumps it off for Lindbergh. Tie game. Walterstorff out of control, got caught up in the air and was able to tap it over to Lindbergh for the two-point basket. Lindbergh with six, the assist to Walterstorff. Dort College tying it up 43-43. With a basketball pair for the Lancers, Mount Marty working on offense, 17 to shoot. They give it to Harms. Harms into the corner. Pena Benjamin. He's going to drive in. Off balance. Kicks it over to Richardson. Three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound Severs. And Severs commits the foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Chris Severs. Severs commits the foul with 12:42 remaining in the ballgame. And inbounding will be the Lancers. Vogel and Kachi are in. Severs and Walterstorff are out. So Dort College, a different rotation tonight because of the injury to Tyler Walterstorff. He was hurt in practice last night. Tyler Payer throws the ball in. He gets it to Richardson, shuffled his feet as he catches it, drops it off inside for Larson. Larson, nothing there. Kick out pass, three misses, no good. Rebound, the long chase down by Jose Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin with the basketball. They'll try to break Austin Kachi down off of the dribble. Lancers have the ball. They feed it left side over to Austin Harms. Harms to Richardson. Richardson underneath. Scoop shot is up and good on the inside shot by Austin Harms. Dort College trails 45-43. Pass into the front court is tipped out of bounds by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Odekirk checks in. Austin Harms checks out for the Lancers. Warner will inbound the basketball. Free throw line extended on the right side of the Dort College end. They get it into Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, nothing there. Kachi gives to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff to Austin. Austin, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor. Back over to Sean. Sean penetrates. 10-footer for the tie. No. Rebound tapped out. It's taken by Pena Benjamin, and he loses his footing. It's taken back by the defenders on the contact. Here comes Cliff Horner with the basketball. Cliff steps into the three. No. Drives the lane. Puts it up. Thump the hoop, and he is fouled. Cliff Horner sticking with it. He's got 14. He ventured into the lane that time. He was able to get the shot to go, and the foul was called on Mount Marty. That foul is charged to Jeff Larson with 11:44 left to go in this game. Critical juncture here. Dort College making a charge back. Can they take the lead? Free throw on the way for Cliff. He is up and good. So Cliff has scored 15 by virtue of 5 3-point plays, four of them on shots, the other on a floater and a free throw. Dort College takes their first lead since it was 25-23. That was with about 4 minutes left to go in the first half. 11:39 left now, and we've got a hold called on the defenders. It's team foul number four on Dort College. Foul called on Cliff is his first, according to my count. So Cliff Warner has just picked up his first personal. Warner leading Dort College with 15. Inbounding the basketball is Chris Richardson. Richardson out front with the basketball on the return pass. Odekirk, Richardson. Richardson swishes a three. It doesn't look good out of the hand, but it is effective. Dort College trails 48-46. Mount Marty regains the lead. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel drew the contact, can't get the shot to go. And he's called for a foul. I thought certainly they were going to call a foul on the play, but he's called for a travel. Forty-eight, forty-six. 11 minutes left to go in the game. Mount Marty by two. Left side pass, Jeff Larson. Larson to Payer. Payer drops it off Oedekerk. Oedekerk layup good. Dort College with a defensive breakdown. Dort College has to regroup. Didn't get a break. And quite honestly, a poor call on that last play. Now a pass to the top of the key is taken away by Mount Marty, and they're back up by six. 52-46, the steal and the layup by Payer, and Mount Marty on a 7-0 run. Cliff Warner with the basketball out front. He goes Lindberg. Lindberg looking for Vogel. Vogel is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Oedekerk, I believe. Scott Oedekerk has just picked up his fourth personal with 10:33 remaining. That is team foul number six on the Lancers. Dort College with four team fouls thus far. Pacing of this game has played out to Mount Marty's favor. Style of this game has played out to the Lancers' favor. Let's see if Dort College can get a bucket. Kaiser with it into the lane, off the runner. His layup is good. Sean Kaiser with a two-point basket to stop the bleeding. Dort College trails 52-48. Bringing the basketball up is Saladin Smith. Smith guarded there by Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the right wing on the defense. They get it back out front to Tyler Payer. Payer feeds it down low for Chevy Fisher. Fisher in traffic, and the shot is blocked. Who's it going to go on? Foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf is his first with 10:09 remaining. And Chevy Fisher will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's a 71% free throw shooter. It's a four-point ball game right now. Mount Marty in front. Free throw on the way by Fisher is up and good. Catches the front of the iron and skips around and drops through. Another one on the way with 10:09 left to go in the game. So a second free throw on the way for Fisher. Fisher, a junior, makes that one. 54-48, Dort College down six. They led by one briefly, 46-45 at 11:39 left to go in the game. Pass comes right side, Kaiser, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 10:01 left to go in the game, Dort College down six, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. 10:01 left to go in regulation. Dort College down six. This is where we were at halftime. Dort College trailing by six. Lindberg to inbound the basketball, gets it into Cliff Warner. Into the front court, Dort College with the basketball. They go right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser out front, Trevor. Trevor gives it up, Cliff. Cliff right side, Lindberg. Lindberg drops it off for Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff bottoms out another three. Five threes for Warner today. Dort College trails 54-51. Mount Marty basketball as we go past the midpoint of the second half. Chevy Fisher passes left side, Jeff Larson. Larson with the basketball back over to Richardson. He'll put up a three. The fadeaway, well, just a two. Just a two for Richardson. He's got 12. And the Dort College defenders trail by five, 56-51. With the basketball is Kaiser. Kaiser over to Warner. Kaiser with it on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Well out on the floor. Cliff Warner dribbles it off of a Mount Marty player's foot. And Sean Kaiser thought it was off of Cliff's foot. And instead dives after it, and now Mount Marty gets the ball back with 9:10 left to go in the game. Mount Marty gets the ball back on the turnover by the defenders. Chris Richardson feeds it right side, Jeff Larson. Larson of the basketball back to Smith. Smith to Payer. Payer round the horn to Chris Richardson. Richardson to Smith. Smith on the baseline. He passes to Payer. Payer on the wing. Payer with the basketball to Larson. Larson back over to Fisher. Fisher, ball fake. Saladin Smith will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Dort College transitioning. Cliff Warner up the floor. He feeds it over to Walthersdorf. The trailer, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser, the extra pass. The three, no good. Rebound taken, though, by Lindbergh. His shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Warner. Warner got the outlet pass from Lindbergh, and he will reset the offense. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel into the corner. Warner. Warner off the ball screen. Cliff into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Lindbergh. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Walthersdorf right side. Warner. Warner into the lane. Drops it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a dunk. Lindbergh with eight. Dort College trails by three. 56-53. 8 minutes remaining. Saladin Smith goes right side. Mount Marty is led by as many as six here in the second half. Dort College is led by one. Mount Marty with a three-point advantage right now. Jeff Larson with it at the free throw line. Mount Marty grinding on the shot clock. 15 to shoot now. Saladin Smith back over to Fisher. Fisher to Smith, calls for a ball screen, gets it. Lindbergh cuts him off for the time being. Ball's free, picked up on the perimeter. Three-pointer is good by Tyler Payer. Right place, right time for Payer. And the defenders trail 59-53. Into the front court is Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel in traffic. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Who's it going to go on? Might be on Fisher. Two free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. Foul called on Chevy Fisher, and I believe that's number four on Fisher. That's with 7:22 left to go in the game. So Fisher has picked up his fourth. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Jordan off the heel, no good. 66% free throw shooter is Jordan Vogel. Misses the first one. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Dort College has not gotten to the free throw line much. By my count, this is their seventh free throw shot, and at this point they're 3 for 6. Mount Marty hasn't shot a bunch either, though. Second free throw on the way by Vogel is up, and that one splashes through. So Vogel makes one of two. Chris Severs is in. Vogel is out. 59-54, Dort College down five. Need a stop or two. 7:22 left to go in the game. Mount Marty with the basketball. Saladin Smith with it. He goes right side over to Joe Heeb. Heeb with the basketball, picks up his dribble. Feeds it up front, Odekirk. Odekirk right side, Pena Benjamin. Gives it back over to Smith. Smith with it. Out front to Harms. Harms with the basketball. Harms to Smith. Smith at the free throw line. Comes back over to Heeb. He misses the three. Rebound taken away by Severs. Dort College down five with the basketball. 59-54. Lob pass over the top. Intended for Lindbergh, and that was to nobody in particular. Turnover on Cliff Warner. Here comes Mount Marty. Jose Pena Benjamin with the basketball. He gives it up. Saladin Smith. Dort College starting to run out of time. 6:35 left to go in the game. Smith passes into the corner. Pena Benjamin. Mount Marty will continue to milk clock. Mount Marty with the ball. Saladin Smith looking, and we've got a foul away from the ball on the defenders. It's going to go on Cliff Warner, I believe. With 6:24 left to go in regulation, Austin Kachi will check in. Sean Kaiser will check out. Get the feeling that Austin Kachi is going to have to knock down a three at some point this evening, though. He's due. Mount Marty will throw it in, a fresh 35 to work with, 6:20 and counting. Lancer basketball, Saladin Smith. He'll back it out to midcourt. He feeds Pena Benjamin on the right side. Mount Marty content to run some clock. Lancers will drive in Heeb. Heeb over to Smith. Smith with the three, missed it badly, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball over to Warner. Doesn't have the numbers. Dort College down five with the basketball. Kachi, left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Severs. Severs, they bring the double team. In traffic, shot no good. Tap out Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi with the three. Get in there. No. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Dort College cannot buy a perimeter shot other than Cliff Warner right now. Lancers with the basketball up five. 5:40 and counting ball game. Lancers have it. Saladin Smith passes over to Jose Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin with it. Pena Benjamin will put up the 15-footer, and he hit it. He's got 17, and the defenders trail 61-54. And a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College in a dogfight. Back with more after this. Your College trails by 7, 61-54, 5:31 left to go in this game. Still some time, but Door College has to convert. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Mount Marty calling that timeout. Pass out front, Walthersdorf back over to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh, Lindbergh over the basketball. Dort College is down 7. Kachi out front. He goes left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Trevor drives, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, gets his own rebound back. Trevor outlets over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner, left side, Kachi. Kachi, 3, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though. Mount Marty, a long rebound. Coming away with it is Joe Hebe. Mount Marty will run some time. No, Hebe will drive in. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Dort College suffering through a horrible shooting night from the perimeter. At the half, they were 2 for 12 on threes, and now Mount Marty just daring them to shoot the three. The only player to hit a three this evening is Cliff Warner. He's got 5 of them. I would venture to guess Dort College is about 5 for 20 from the three-point line. Kachi and Severs are out. First free throw is up and good for Joe Hebe. Hebe with 6 points and now 7. 63-54, Dort College down 9. Warner loses it, picks it back up. Warner gets it away, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball over to Kaiser. Kaiser will drive in, nothing there. Back out front, Cliff. Cliff, 3, got it. 6 three-pointers for Cliff Warner. Dort College trails 63-57. Back to within 6. 4.5 left to go in the contest. Mount Marty will bring it down and grind again on offense. Jose Payne and Benjamin on the right side. They won't look at the basket until there's about 15 seconds remaining. Well, that time they make a liar out of me. Odekirk comes away with the offensive rebound off of the missed shot on the drive. Joe Hebe, a 3 after the head fake, is good. Joe Hebe with 10. Dort College trails 66-57. Into the front court with it is Cliff Warner. Warner, right side, kicks it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, 3-pointer straight on, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff, 3:50 remaining, and now an offensive foul called on the defenders. A foul called away from the ball. Sean Kaiser called for the personal. And it's been a rough night for the defenders. Started well and turned south. And it looks like some of the conference front runners having trouble tonight. Doan has already gone down. Northwestern is trailing by double digits as well at Morningside. So a night where Dort College could have tightened things up. They need a comeback now to do so. Jump ball on the other end. Dort College trails 66-57 with 3:37 left to go. Jump ball. It's Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner will bring it up against the pressure defense, and the ball is taken away. A steal. Now it's tapped. It's loose. Hebe comes up with it. His shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it up Warner. Dort College down 9. They need points. Cliff with it into the front court. Cliff reverses to Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Odekirk. Odekirk commits the foul. So Scott Odekirk will foul out of the contest with 3:15 remaining. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Chevy Fisher will check into the ballgame. Free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh to shoot a pair. Dort College down 9, 66-57. Free throw on the way by Kyle off the heel, no good. Kyle is a 58% free throw shooter entering this ballgame. Dort College needs to get every one of these that they can. Clock stopped. You got to make up some ground, trailing by 9. Free throw up and no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Walthersdorf, and he's stripped on the way up by Saladin Smith. Here comes Mount Marty. 3:10 remaining. One of those nights where you think it might not happen. Jose Pena Benjamin with a basketball. 3 minutes left. Dort College down 9. They need some turnovers. and they need some buckets. Down 66-57. Pena Benjamin over to Saladin Smith, and a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. Mount Marty content to run clock and milk it as far down as they can. They call the timeout. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. North College trails Mount Marty 66-57. Mount Marty has the basketball. 2:51 left to go in the game. 15 seconds on the shot clock. It's Mount Marty basketball in front of their bench on the offensive end. Saladin Smith with the basketball. Dort College needs a break. They need a turnover, something easy. They give it over to Fisher. Fisher in the free throw lane. Gives it back over to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin retreats to the perimeter. Gives it off to Heave. Heave fires up a three, and there's the summary for the ball game. Heave is off balance. He fires it over his shoulder. It kicks off the heel straight into the air and drops through. 12-point lead for Mount Marty, 69-57. And the Mount Marty Lancers, everything going their way right now. And Trevor Walterstorff draws a foul on the other end. And Chevy Fisher has just fouled out of the contest. Trevor will go to the free throw line for a pair. Fisher has just fouled out with 2:22 left to go in the game. North College got the Mount Marty post players in foul trouble, but have, up to this point, well, they've finally gotten them fouled out. Trevor Walterstorff to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. 11 for Walterstorff. He's got to make both just to get it back to a 10-point ball game. That three-pointer by Heeb, when I say it was a blind chuck over his shoulder, that is as good a description as I can come up with. Walterstorff misses the second free throw. Dort College trails 69-58. Saladin Smith with it up the right sideline, and Walterstorff commits the foul at midcourt. Trevor commits the foul with 2:16 remaining. That's his second. Saladin Smith will go to the free throw line for a one in the bonus. Team foul number 9 on the defenders. 2:16 left to go in the game. Dort College down 11. That margin just continuing to expand. Dort College led briefly, 46-45 with 11:39 left to go in the game. Since then, it's been all Mount Marty. And Smith makes the free throw. Well, it looks like we are going to have a tightened up conference race by the time tonight is all over. Hastings crawling back into the race with their win over Doan. They've got 4 losses. And barring a huge comeback here, Dort College down by Baker's dozen, 2:10 remaining. They give it off to Walterstorff. His shot in the lane, no good, and a push-off foul called on Jordan Vogel in the lane. 2:06 remaining. Dort College down by 13, and Dort College in danger of going on the road for the second time on consecutive Wednesdays and losing. Down by 13. Free throws on the way for Mount Marty as the foul was called on the rebound on Jordan Vogel. And Jeff Larson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Mount Marty opening this up. Wasn't that long ago. This was still a 5-point game at 59-54. First free throw is up and through for Larson. Jeff Larson with 3 points. He's got another one coming. Mount Marty leading 72-58 now. Missed free throw. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Jose Pena Benjamin. He chases it down into the bench area for the Lancers. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh to throw it in. He gets it into Warner. Warner brings it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff, top of the key, three-pointer. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff, and the shot is blocked from behind by Pena Benjamin. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Actually, falling out of bounds, Mount Marty calls for a timeout. So the Lancers playing with a 13-point lead. Blocked shot by Pena Benjamin. Actually, a 14-point lead, beg your pardon, 72-58. Nathan Rendles will check in when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 72-58, Mount Marty has outscored Dort College since the 5:31 mark, 11-4, and have opened up a 14-point lead at 72-58. Now a foul in the backcourt called on the defenders, and will walk the other way and shoot free throws. Mount Marty will shoot a double bonus with Saladin Smith at the free throw line. He's got 11 points, 10 of them in the first half. He is 1-for-5 from the free throw line today. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office. 722-4472, Brian Grunewig is a broker. 12 points for Smith as he makes the first one, 13 as he makes the second one, and this one's out of reach. 74-58 our score, 152 and counting. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg over to Warner. Warner with the ball, driving in, puts it up, blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Well, it'll be time for Dort College to regroup when they head back home to Nebraska Wesleyan. Three-pointer on the way by Austin Kachi. It's short, no good. Rebound tapped by Kaiser. Loose ball picked up by Waltersdorf. And now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. When you want the quick whistle, you don't get it. When you don't want it, you get it. So it's Mount Marty basketball in the alternating possession. Long pass over the top for Pena Benjamin. He'll pull it out and set it up. 1:30 remaining. Dort College will let the clock wind down. Doesn't look like they will foul here. This was a much closer game than 74-58. It was 54-51 at one point. Dort College has been outscored 20-7 since that juncture. That was with about 10 minutes left to go in the game. Mount Marty has owned the last 10 points of this contest. Trevor Waltersdorf commits the foul on the perimeter. Well, Morningside Northwestern has just gone final as well. Morningside wins at 98-81, so the three front runners go down on one night, and I'm going to call this one as well. Dort College is going to fall to 8-4. 1:21 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing 75-58. And two made free throws by Mount Marty and Austin Harms. Harms with 4 points here in the second half. Dort College trails 76-58. Three-pointer by Kachi, no good. Dort College is cold from the perimeter as you can be right now. Saladin Smith brings it up. Pass goes right side, Pena Benjamin. Back out front to Joe Heeb. Mount Marty will upset a nationally rated team for the second time this season at the Laddie E. Semple Arena. They pulled the upset against Northwestern before the Christmas break. Post-Christmas break, they will knock off Dort College. Joe Heeb playing free and easy right now. He steps back, knocks down a two. He's got 15. Mount Marty leads 78-58. Now Mount Marty turns it over, gets the turnover. Sean Kaiser will bring it up after retrieving it. Dort College trailing 78-58. Lindberg back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner three, rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. His lay-in is good. He's got 13. Dort College trails 78-60. And that is how it will end. Mount Marty will walk it up. Dort College will concede. 77-60, beg your pardon, as I recheck my score against the obstructed scoreboard. 77-60, Mount Marty will win by 17. Last 10 minutes belong to the Lancers, and that's going to do it. Dort College is going to fall to 8-4 and 16-5. Mount Marty will improve to 3-9 and 7-13. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And this is going to be an interesting conference race before it's all said and done, as things really starting to jam up. To tonight's contest, the Dort College defenders miss an opportunity to climb into a first-place tie as they fall to Mount Marty, 77-60. It was a Mount Marty 36-30 lead at halftime. Mount Marty outscores Dort College in the second half, 41-30. Dort College led briefly in the second half at 46-45 on a Cliff Warner three-point basket with 11:39 left to go in the contest. Mount Marty, though, came back with a three of their own, put Dort College back on their heels. Dort College trailed 52-46, and it was still a three-point game at the 10:01 mark, 54-51. From there, Mount Marty outscored Dort College 23-7 to take the 77-60 win. Never felt like Dort College was going to crawl back in this one either, especially those last 10 minutes as Dort College was felt like running in sand, and the Lancers get the win, 77-60. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 24 of 63 from the floor, 38.1%, 6 for 28 on threes, 21.4%, 6 for 12 on free throws, 50%. For Mount Marty, 28 of 53 from the floor, 52.8%, 7 of 16 on threes, 43.8%, 14 of 21 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort College rebounds, Mount Marty 39-33. Turnovers, Dort College 17, Mount Marty 14. Steals, Dort 8, Mount Marty 11. Assists, Dort 12, Mount Marty 8. Dort College was led by Cliff Warner with 21 points, 6 for 13 on three-pointers, 7 of 16 from the floor. 13 points for Trevor Waltersdorf. No one else in double digits. Kyle Lindberg ends with 8. 7 for Jordan Vogel. 5 for Chris Sievers. 2 for Austin Kachi. 2 for Reese Beaver for their total of 60. For Mount Marty, 17 for Jose Pena Benjamin, 7 of 8 from the floor. 15 for Joe Heeb. Saladin Smith with 14. Chris Richardson with 12. 9 for Tyler Payer. 3 for Austin Harms and Jeff Larson. 2 for Chevy Fisher. 2 for Scott Oedekerk. Trevor Waltersdorf led Dort College with 9 rebounds. 7 for Jordan Vogel. 5 for Kyle Lindberg and Sean Kaiser. Chris Sievers also with 5 rebounds. Saladin Smith had 6 rebounds for the Lancers. 5 for Austin Harms. 5 for Jeff Larson. 3 assists for Tyler Payer. 2 for Saladin Smith. Cliff Warner had 4 assists for the defenders. Trevor Waltersdorf had 3. Kyle Lindberg had 2. Chris Sievers had 2. 3 steals for Warner, 2 for Trevor Waltersdorf. 4 steals for Austin Harms and the Mount Marty Lancers. Let's take another break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Once again, a final in men's basketball. Mount Marty 77, Dort College 60. Back with more after this. Coach Ross Dahma has not made his way out of the locker room. Well, now he has, and while he gets situated, let's take a look at the scoreboard from tonight. 3 of the top teams go down tonight. Northwestern loses on the road to Morningside, 98-81. Doan loses at home with Hastings, 84-75. Dort College falls to Mount Marty, 77-60. Briar Cliff holds off Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln, 66-62. Midland over Concordia, 91-64. And Dakota Wesleyan and Dakota State are not final yet, but that one is as good as over, with Dakota State leading Dakota Wesleyan 73-56 with just over a minute remaining in that contest. That means the standings look like this. Some teams, most teams, have 8 games remaining. Briar Cliff has 9 left. You've got Northwestern at 9-3, so they managed to stay in the driver's seat despite a loss on the road tonight. Doan, Dort College, and Hastings are all 8-4. Briar Cliff is 7-4. Midland is 7-5. Morningside is 6-6. Dakota Wesleyan 4-7. Nebraska Wesleyan and Mount Marty 3-9. Concordia is 2-10. Coach Ross Dalma has joined me now, and disappointed Coach Dalma, I would imagine, as your team coach falls 77-60, and the last 10 minutes of this one got awfully difficult as your team had it down to 3 at the 10-minute mark, but just couldn't get the momentum back, and the second half was awfully hard work after you let the momentum get away.
You know, when we took a one-point lead in the second half, I thought maybe that would get us over the top and really fuel this, Mike, but we really didn't. We didn't do a good job of making defense dictate how we played. We let our offense, I think, really try to fuel us in terms of what we were going to do with energy and emotion. And we just, you know, we missed some shots, quite a few, really, but we never really got to a point where we could get consistent stops. And I just felt like, you know, offensively we weren't getting in a flow, and defensively we were getting taken advantage of. And, you know, ideally you'd like that flipped around where you could still manage to give yourself a chance if you're missing some shots, and tonight we didn't do that, obviously.
What made it so difficult in that last 10 minutes of the first half? It seemed like you had, even though you weren't making all your shots, it seemed like you had some tempo going your way. You're up 18-6. What turned at about the 10 or 11 minute mark of that first half that allowed Mount Marty to get back in the game?
You know, I thought we'd had some, you know, unfortunate turnovers out front, which gave them some easy baskets in transition, and it got them in a position where they got their confidence and energy back. And for a while there, we were staggering back, and it was in limbo. And then we had a few more turnovers, probably within the 3 minute mark before half, and you know, they kind of pulled away. And going into the locker room, they certainly had the momentum there.
What made it so difficult for you to get the ball inside in the paint where we thought maybe you would have an advantage tonight?
You know, I thought, you know, they simply played the percentages. You know, we didn't shoot it well from the perimeter, and they really backed off some guys and really crammed some things up. You know, a few of our guys, they didn't really guard at all, and that really, really clogged things up with us trying to get the ball to Jordan and Chris. You know, obviously for 2 days we talked about getting the ball in there, and I thought Jordan and Chris posted hard. I thought they did what they needed to do. And our, for the most part, our guards, you know, they didn't really turn it over. They just weren't passing lanes to throw it in. And so we had some guys who missed some shots who typically, you know, shoot it a little bit better. And that certainly didn't help us tonight in a number of ways. But, you know, that's our job to try to find a way to counter that, and we did it.
I don't know what more to say about this one. What we feared coming down here as a possibility ends up playing out that way, and an opportunity lost.
It
because
is. Yeah.
It was an opportunity to crawl into a tie with 8 games left to go. Now some teams lose, as they always do, and happens to be the top ones tonight. Things are really getting jammed up top.
They are, you know, and you're going to start to see the middle start coming up too. And you know, it's a very balanced conference this year, and tonight was definitely a lost opportunity in terms of trying to make some progress in that regard. And you know, I didn't even get into the locker room afterwards. The 5 seniors were doing the talking, and yeah, they're looking at 8 games left, you know, regular season in their career. And we'll just see once where things go on Saturday. That's really all we can do at this point is come back and try to get a Nebraska Wesleyan team who beat us at their place the first time. So it's, you know, a one-game season, 8 times out for the remainder of the time that we have left in the regular season.
Always difficult in these situations when a player reaches a significant milestone, but Cliff Warner did that tonight with 21 points. Obviously, you'd rather have him sitting at 999 and get a win, but we can't go without mentioning Cliff Warner going over 1,000 career points in a little over 2.5 years of basketball at Door College.
No, and what he's meant to our program and our team here, happy for Cliff. He's done some great things for us, and he's a very good teammate, and you know him very well too, Mike, that yeah, he's feeling pretty shallow tonight because we weren't able to do it with a win, but nonetheless, it's a good mark for Cliff.
We need to get back home. Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. Back to work, Coach. I know you and your coaching staff will, but a little encouragement. 3 weeks left.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Mike, thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and that non-conference game between Dakota Wesleyan and Dakota State has just gone final as well, 73-58, the final score. So Dakota State knocks off another GPAC team. They've done it to three in a row now, Dort, Midland, and now tonight Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace. Here then is your GPAC scoreboard for tonight as we close in on 4-plus hours on the air. Women's basketball, Dort College over Mount Marty, 70-63. Briar Cliff over Nebraska Wesleyan, 80-46. Concordia, 80. Midland, 49. Dakota Wesleyan over Dakota State in non-conference play, 78-69. Morningside over Northwestern, 63-60. And it was Hastings over Doan, 59-55. In men's basketball, Briar Cliff over Nebraska Wesleyan, 66-62. Mount Marty over Dort, 77-60. Midland over Concordia, 91-64. Morningside over Northwestern, 98-81. Hastings over Doan, 84-75. And in non-conference play, Dakota State over Dakota Wesleyan, 73-58. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. We'll be back on the air Saturday afternoon, Dort College versus Nebraska Wesleyan from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College now in a tie for second with three other teams, eight games to go, trailing the front runner Northwestern by one. They stand at 9-3, Dort College 8-4. On the women's side of things, the Dort College Defender women back to 500 in the conference. They're tied with Hastings for sixth place right now. Beg your pardon, for seventh place, trailing Dakota Wesleyan by a half game and Mount Marty by a game for fifth place. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.